Disney's Best of All. Tonight, starring Sketch Henderson with Jacqueline Francois, Bob Carroll, the Texter Singers, the orchestra, and two very special guests, Elizabeth Taylor and Van Johnson. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, partly transcribed. Another in a series of programs inspired each week by an outstanding composer or performer in the fields of musical comedy, operetta, and motion pictures. This week we shall hear Elizabeth Taylor, Van Johnson, Jacqueline Francois, Odette, Bob Carroll, and the Texter Singers. As always, the orchestra is directed by Sketch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Sketch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and welcome, everybody. Some time ago, a magazine writer began an article he was writing about the city of Paris by saying, "Writing about Paris is like talking about someone you love." Now, we thought of that line when recently we noticed that a new motion picture, The Last Time I Saw Paris, was to be released from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and we felt that though we wanted very much to salute that fine picture on Best of All, we could scarcely keep our program from becoming a salute not just to the film, but to the beautiful Queen City of Paris itself. Said we to ourselves, why not? Everybody loves Paris, so let's say so. So tonight, Best of All show is dedicated to the makers of the motion picture, The Last Time I Saw Paris. To the stars, here with us, Elizabeth Taylor, Van Johnson, Donna Reed, Walter Pidgeon, and also to the locale which inspired it, the city of Paris itself, which I, too, love.
Right, Sketch. And to open our salute to Paris, the Texter Singers collaborate with the orchestra to bring us a lively American impression of that city. That's what makes Paris, Paris.
You can keep the Empire State. It's very tall, but that is all.
You can have your old New York. It's not for me. Give me Paris.
The Paris for which the tourist never looks. The guides don't have my Paris in their books.
Garçon regrets. No crepe Suzette's. The lady pales. He's serving snails.
They'll both get heartburn. Wait and see.
That's what makes Paris Paris. You try to grab a taxi cab. The light is red. He goes ahead
and knocks you down quite cheerfully.
That's what makes Paris Paris. The horse-drawn cart.
The Eiffel Tower.
The butcher's mart.
The Eiffel Tower.
The search for art.
The Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel, Eiffel, awful, awful Eiffel Tower.
You're half alive. You're 85. There's no two doors. You're the more.
Then all at once you're 23.
That's what the tale of me.
Makes Paris, Paris.
Between Parisians and Americans, there's more affinity than either group is aware of. And in no field is this more true than in the field of popular music. Paris, as we shall see, has borrowed many of our hit tunes for performance in the music halls and, more informally, on the boulevards. And we've done the same thing. We've taken their La Feuille Morte and translated it into Autumn Leaves. Their Bolero in America became All My Love. Parlez-moi d'amour has achieved fame on these shores in the literally translated Speak to Me of Love. And one of the most appealing translations has been the incomprehensible French title Clopin, Clopin, into the more easily understood Comme Ci, Comme Ça. Bob Carroll, with the help of the orchestra, now sings one of the hit songs which we Americans have borrowed from our French cousins without going to the trouble to change the title. Here is Domino.
Domino, Domino, you're an angel that heaven has sent me. Domino, Domino, you're a devil designed to torment me. When your heart must know that I love you so, tell me why, tell me why. Why do you make me cry, Domino? Domino, Domino, won't you tell me you'll never desert me? Domino, Domino, if you stay, I don't care how you hurt me. Fate has made you so, you can't change, I know. You can't change, though you try, but then neither can I, Domino. Just one look in your eyes, and I melt with desire. Just a touch of your hands, and I burst into fire. And my whole world fills with music when I'm lost in your embrace. But I know that you're fickle, and I'm not misled. Each attractive new face that you see turns your head. And it scares me that tomorrow someone else may take my place. Domino, Domino, you're an angel that heaven has sent me. Domino, Domino, you're a devil designed to torment me. When your hearts must know that I love you so, tell me why, tell me why. Why do you make me cry, Domino? Domino, Domino, I'll forgive anything that you do. Domino, Domino, nothing matters if I have you.
Among the French performers whom Americans find tremendously appealing is Jacqueline Francois. Her songs are sung in French, of course, but so pure is her diction that a bright second-year high school student from Chillicothe, Ohio, can persuade himself that he understands this lady, who sings with such a sense of direct communication that we all feel she's singing to us, especially when her song is one which we've long since taken to our hearts, the very Parisian, very human, and very lovely La Vie en Rose.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie, il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour à en mourir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, les ennuis, les chagrins s'effacent, heureuse, heureuse pour mon plaisir. Il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie, il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui...
The feeling that Americans have about Paris is made up of many things, of taxi horns and the indolence of a long afternoon in a sidewalk cafe, of the scent of strawberries from a push cart, and streets in spring fragrant with mimosa brought in from southern France. There's the slow, creaking ascent behind the open grillwork of an elevator that carries us to the top of the Eiffel Tower, and the sight of a fine lady carrying under her arm a long, unwrapped loaf of the incomparable French bread. But it's more than these appealing memories which cause sentimental eyes to water at the thought of Paris. There is, for example, the flair of the Parisian for carrying culture with him as if it were a flower. Learning and talent in France are not attributes of solemn and ponderous folk, and the fruits of learning and talent quickly become the property of all the people. Among the cultural leaders of France in the last century, for example, is the composer Claude Debussy. His music is for professors and peasants, for luminaries and lovers. Sketch Henderson and the orchestra play now. Debussy's The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. motion picture which celebrates, as we do here tonight, the spirit of Paris is The Last Time I Saw Paris. And sitting with Skitch Henderson is one of the principals in that fine picture. Skitch?
Thank you, Kenneth. I don't think it's possible to use any superlatives that haven't been used about the star that it's my pleasure to introduce now. And in this medium, of course, it's a great pleasure to talk to people, and especially it's unusual in this case because being an orchestra conductor, having live talent on the program and somebody to talk to, it gives the orchestra a great rest, and in this instance, it gives me a very wonderful advantage to talk to the beautiful Elizabeth Taylor. I suppose you've been called that so much, Elizabeth, that it's silly to go through it again, but may I just add to the list?
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Elizabeth, I know that we're doing a program, of course, tonight about Paris and a salute to the picture. Did you work on the picture a great deal in the city, or was it done in Hollywood?
Well, they went to location in Paris.
Did the exterior show?
Yeah, but I had been in London for 7 months, and my husband had to come back to Hollywood, so I wanted to come back with him.
Yes.
So Van and the director and the producer and all the others were in Paris, but I came on ahead.
I remember seeing your husband here for the premiere of,
Egyptian?
The premiere of the... No, I think it was after... No, it was the premiere of The Egyptian at the Roxy. Faye and I and my wife were co-chairmen of the premiere, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
And he did a walkthrough across the stage and received a tremendous hand at the Roxy.
Oh, good. That's nice. He should.
He certainly should. Elizabeth, are you going to stay in America now, or what are your future plans?
Oh, we just bought a new house in California, and it'll take quite a while to pay for that, so we'll have to stay here for several years now.
Are you planning to make this your home? You're not going back to England?
Yes, it's our home, but we would like to go at least once a year back to England, because all of my husband's friends and his family are there.
Surely.
And I was born there, and I've been back every year since the war. And it's a nice feeling to feel that you can go back.
Yes, it's just wonderful. Do you think there's a different psychology in making pictures in Europe?
Well, I've only made them in England, and it's very much the same. I suppose it's a bit different in Italy, because they lead a different kind of life, and they keep different hours, I think, on the set, too. They go at noon and stay till 9 o'clock at night, which I would adore, and then I could sleep late.
Yes, it'd be a wonderful idea. You know, I noticed that when we were in Rome last year, that the psychology of the fan, too, is different, because there would be movie companies out on location in the street. Now, if this happened any place in America, you would gather such a crowd, but in Rome, nobody seemed to pay much attention, any more than they normally would if a car broke
That's
down
right,
or something.
Yeah.
It's something completely different. What happiness have you about this picture that you think people would especially enjoy?
Well, I enjoyed making the picture so much because, I don't know, I think it happens very rarely that you have a company and the cast that get along so well, and it's kind of a lovely joint feeling of everybody working together and nobody working separately. And I haven't felt that sort of too often. And it made the whole picture so much happier, aside from which we had a lovely script, and it was a nice story to do.
Did you ever think of coming back and doing live theater here in New York?
Oh, I'm sure it would just terrify me.
Really?
Oh, yes. I get terrible stage fright. I know I would.
Well, it's funny because I've seen you when you worked on television, and you've looked so completely at ease.
You should have seen me about 4 hours earlier last night. I was trembling in my boots.
Really, it certainly doesn't. You must be the essence of a performer because it doesn't show at all.
I'm so glad. I think I was sort of numbed by the time I got on, because that was the first time I'd been on television last night.
For you people on the network, I might remind you that this picture, The Last Time I Saw Paris, is premiering in New York this Thursday night here at the Capitol Theater on Broadway, which brings back fond memories for me, because having been a member of the vaudeville troupes at one time, we used to play that house.
Oh, really?
Yes. We used to play it, when I had the dance band, I played it with people like Lena Horne and Burt Lancaster.
I wish you were playing on Thursday night instead of me.
Elizabeth, are you going to stay in town after the premiere, or are you going right back?
No, I'm leaving the next day. I want to go back to my husband and my baby, and there's a football game on Saturday I want to see, too.
Which game is that? UCLA?
UCLA, SC.
SC? Is that this? Has it gone that fast already?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Well, of course, when I lived in California, it was always UCLA that were the underdogs. And, of course, this year they're the big heroes.
It's been fantastic this year.
Are you a SC fan or a UCLA fan?
I don't mind. I'm usually for the underdog, so I guess SC. But I've enjoyed watching UCLA win, I must say.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've wandered from the track, but I just want to thank you, Elizabeth Taylor, for coming by on our program tonight, best of all. And I hope we'll have the pleasure of talking to you, and I know we'll have the pleasure of seeing you again.
Thank you very much.
Right up. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And appropriately, from the motion picture of the same name, sketch and the orchestra play, and Bob Carroll sings Jerome Kern's great song, The Last Time I Saw a Parrot.
A lady known as Paris, romantic and charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember. Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember.
Another of the songs which we in America have borrowed from the French, and which Eartha Kitt certainly molded into such a personal hit. The Texter Singers and C'est Si Bon.
C'est si bon.
C'est si bon.
Lovers say that in France.
Si bon, si bon.
When they thrill to romance.
Ah.
It means that it's so good.
So good. C'est si bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's all so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear, it's so good. Nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, say si bon, because it's oh so good, my darling, say.
You are listening to Best of All, tonight featuring a salute to Paris into the motion picture The Last Time I Saw Paris, and starring Skitch Henderson with Jacqueline Francois, Bob Carroll, the Texter Singers, and our special guests Elizabeth Taylor and Van Johnson. Part two will follow after a brief pause for station identification.
Stay tuned for more of Skitch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All, partly transcribed. Tonight starring Skitch Henderson with Bob Carroll, Jacqueline Francois, Odette, the Texter Singers, and our special guests, Elizabeth Taylor and Van Johnson. To open the second half of our tribute to Paris, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play Valentina, as you might hear it played at the Folies Bergère. We've already heard at least three songs, originally French, which have attained popularity in America, and it's time now to note that the Parisians are fond of flattering us by borrowing from our musical repertoire. Jezebel and It Might As Well Be Spring have been popular in Paris, and Annie Get Your Gun was enthusiastically received there under the not quite French title of Annie du Far West. Jacqueline Francois has been one of the most persistent exponents of American melodies, and she sings for us now the French lyrics to My Foolish Heart.
Charme de la nuit, prends garde mon faible cœur. J'ai peur quand l'amour me poursuit. Prends garde mon faible cœur. Je ne sais plus très bien ce qui me grise. Parfumé de lilas blanc, la caresse légère de la brise, ou la voix qui me dit des mots troublants. J'ai peur des mensonges dorés. Prends garde mon faible cœur. Pourtant, je me laisse entraîner, je veux croire au bonheur. Partons sur les ailes d'un beau rêve, et tant pis si le réveil est trompeur. Voilà, il est à toi, mon. Enchantée, prends garde mon faible cœur. Pourtant, je veux les écouter. Tant pis s'ils sont menteurs. Déjà, tu le vois, je m'abandonne. Et l'amour. Finir est le vainqueur. Prends-le, mais garde-le, mon faible
Now, Skitch Henderson brings to the microphone another of the stars of the motion picture, The Last Time I Saw Paris.
This coming Thursday night in New York is the premiere of a great new picture from the studios of MGM called The Last Time I Saw Paris. A picture with songs, I guess, would be the proper way to bill it, inasmuch as we're doing a program tonight about the beautiful city of Paris. I think it's proper that we should talk to the stars of the picture. Elizabeth Taylor and a very old and good friend of mine sitting across from me, Mr. Van Johnson. Good evening, Van.
How are you, Skitch?
It's fine, and I'm in reasonably good health. I imagine in New York your joy is being interrupted just a bit talking about the picture. Is that a problem?
No, it's a great pleasure when you feel you have something good in your hands. You like to tell people about it, and that's what we're here for.
When did you complete the picture?
Oh, I would say about 3-4 months ago, Skitch. Mm-hmm. We started in Paris back in March or April and did 3-4 weeks background over there. In and around Paris, in the south of France, we did a road race. I drove a Jaguar that I fell in love with.
Really?
And yes, and all through Nice, Monte Carlo, Cannes,
Oh, what joy. How come
Wasn't that rough?
That's very rugged to have to do things like that. Did you perchance drive any Mercedes or Lancias or anything like that?
No. Are you getting royalties for all these cars?
No, not a bit. Oh. Not a word, no.
No, just a Jaguar.
Just a Jaguar. Did you get the Jag?
No.
You didn't bring it home?
I sure asked for it, but... We don't have room in our garage for it, anyway.
What was it, a sports car?
Yes, one of those chopped-down, cut-down jobs, no top.
I see.
Just tires.
Were you doing exterior over there with sound or just shooting film for it?
Oh, we had sound, did a lot of dialogue and scenes and the road race and storms.
Mm. It seems to me the psychology, when I've seen movie locations in Europe, the people don't pay as much attention to them as they do in America. Do you think that's true?
In Italy, they do. They're rabid movie fans there. Uh-huh. And in England, they always seem to be interested when you're shooting scenes on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But in France, they just sort of look over the shoulder to see what's going on and go on their way to get to the meat market or the bread store, you know.
Did you have an idea when you began the picture exactly when you were shooting scenes like you were talking about? Were you shooting in sequence? Do you shoot in sequence in a picture? This is something that many people sometimes wonder about. Do you know where you're going?
No, I've shot the ending of many a picture before we started the picture.
The first thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This picture, basically, I made a mistake. Actually, when we started this interview, the gentleman and ladies of the ensemble told me to say that it's not a musical, but it's a picture with music. What are some of the songs?
Well, naturally, the last time I saw Paris, and then Odette sings a lot of French songs that I don't know the translations of, but she does them beautifully. And mostly French music and little boites and bistros in Paris, sketch.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to work in Europe more than you do?
Well, I'll go anywhere for a free trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I get so that I'm looking at scripts now with only foreign backgrounds. It's a wonderful way to see the world on the cuff. You know, Skits, I'd like to say now that one of the first pictures I ever made in my short career, I had the pleasure of playing opposite your wife. In fact, she was my first leading lady, or I was her leading man, I don't know which, but she was wonderful to me and very kind, and I'll never forget it. You know, it's funny how you remember the people who were good to you when you needed someone to help you.
Yes, I do very much. We better get back to business at hand, the business being the last time I saw Paris, which is the reason that Van is across from this microphone from me tonight. Van, I don't know what to say about the picture, except to tell the people that they should see it, aside from the natural attributes of the fine stars in the picture. Is this in color?
Yes, glorious technicolor.
Oh, that's...
With Elizabeth Taylor,
glorious
Pigeon,
technicolor.
Donna Reed, Odette, mm-hmm. and George Dolenz is very fine. And Ava Gabor is in it, too.
Oh, really?
And she does a beautiful job. I think it's one of the best things Elizabeth Taylor's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize what a good actress Liz is.
Van, I want to thank you very much for coming by tonight and being with us here on Best of All, and I hope that I'll have the pleasure of seeing you next time you bring Jaguar and Company to New York and say hello to Evie.
Thank you, Skitch. My love to Faye.
Righto. Bye-bye.
Among the many importations from France that Americans delight in are vintage champagnes, the recipe for Frog's Legs Provençal, Chanel No. 5, and Edith Piaf, who composed the song which Bob Carroll sings for us now. Now, in Paris, this song was known as Hymne d'Amour, while here it's become familiar under the title If You Love Me, Really Love Me.
Sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, if you love me, really love me, let it happen, I won't care. If it seems that everything is lost, I will smile and never count the cost. if you love me, really love me, let it happen, darling. I won't care. Shall I catch a shooting star? Shall I bring it where you are? If you want me to, I will. You can set me any task. I'll do anything you ask. If you'll only love me still. When at last our life on earth is through, I will share eternity with you, if you love me, really love me, then whatever happens, I won't care. L'éternité dans le bleu de toute l'immensité. If you love me, really love me, then whatever happens,
the average visitor, no sky is bluer, no champagne more sparkling than at a Parisian sidewalk cafe, especially the smaller ones off the beaten track, where the music comes from a guitar, perhaps an accordion, and the music they make becomes unforgettable. Close your eyes, visualize one of these small cafes, and listen to this melody.
The story of the last time I saw Paris is not only the story of a beautiful romance, but the story of many, many great songs. And across from this microphone now, a lady who should know something about these songs. Odette, I think you could probably best give us an idea, inasmuch as this technically isn't billed as a musical. Couldn't you give us an idea of the type of songs that are used and how they're used in the picture?
Well, certainly, Skitch. The title tune, of course, The Last Time I Saw Paris, runs throughout the picture as the love theme for Elizabeth Taylor and Van Johnson.
It's quite a theme, isn't it?
It's a beautiful, beautiful theme, Jerome Kern.
Yes.
And
Oscar Hammerstein II, I believe, wrote the lyrics.
He wrote the lyrics. And then we have another song, a Jimmy McHugh song called Dream, 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 a waltz. And they use that as background whenever the little girl, Vicky, is on screen with Van or Elizabeth. And,
you've given everybody else billing. Now, what do you do in the picture? Let's hear that.
I do all the singing in it.
Uh-huh.
I had the pleasure of being taken out to Hollywood and to do all the background music for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have another song called Passé, which was written by Charles Trenet.
Yes, that's a standard in the French repertoire.
A beautiful song. And Danse avec moi.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing mostly in the café scenes, the Café Dingo, which a lot of the story revolves around this little café in Montparnasse.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of atmosphere. It's just beautiful.
Obviously, with the picture opening next Thursday night, I as yet haven't had a chance to see it. When you do the songs, do you do them with a typical French orchestra? Or?
Yes, with the little accordion, you know,
and the
violin and everything. A little five-piece orchestra.
You know, I think of all the sounds of that in the musical world of accompaniment, that is by far the most distinctive and the most pleasant to the ear.
It's wonderful. My album, Under Paris Skies, had the same background, yeah.
I remember that very, very well.
I got the picture.
Really?
Yeah. It was sent to California. MGM, you know, sent it out to Jesse Kay.
Yes.
And he took it into Jack Cummings, the producer, and they said, that's just the voice we want and the same background we intend to use for the picture, so send for it.
And did you do the album here in New York?
I did the album here in New York.
Now, to complete the story, do you come from Brooklyn? That's what always happens.
I'm going to have to tell you the truth. I do.
Really?
But I did live a long time in Europe, you know.
And I
sing in about 7 languages besides French.
Mm-hmm.
And so this album was in French and English. And I guess that was just what they were looking for.
Thank you, Odette, very, very much for coming into our studio tonight. During our salute of The Last Time I Saw Paris, it's been a pleasure for me not only to talk to you, but Van and Elizabeth and all you people in the picture. And I can understand now why Elizabeth told me earlier today that you had a happy company. I guess you were part of that.
Oh, it was
company.
Wonderful. Everybody was wonderful to work with, and it was a happy experience. And of course, I'll be at the premiere singing, you know.
Thursday night here at the Capitol Theater.
Singing all the songs from the movie there.
Well, of course, a lot of these people that are listening to this program are thousands of miles from here, but we can tell them that it'll be a brilliant premiere at the Capitol Thursday night.
Especially with Van Elizabeth there.
Odette, please don't hurry away, because we'd like to hear one of the songs from the picture. How about singing for us, Danse avec moi?
Danse avec moi, oh chérie, dance with me. Close together we'll be the whole night through. Danse avec moi, oh chérie, close your eyes while we float to the skies and touch the blue. Time will stand still as the earth fades below us. Shadows will thrill to a song only lovers. Avec moi, what more joy can there be? Hold me tightly, chérie, and dance with me. Danse avec moi, périssons-nous tous les deux. Quel instant merveilleux. Et remonte les yeux. Danse avec moi, repitant de l'accord qui fait vivre nos corps, nos sens encore. Que le destin dans nos cœurs
fascinato so che domani non cerco per te avec moi. What more joy can there be? Hold me tightly, chérie, and dance with me.
Thank you, Odette, and Jaime Scherzer, too, and all the group. I want to thank, if you please, Van Johnson, Elizabeth Taylor, all the people that have appeared with us here in person tonight on the show, talking about Paris, and now so that the orchestra and choir may conclude, Kenneth, I'll go back to the podium.
Right, Mr. Henderson. And to conclude our tribute to Paris and MGM's production of The Last Time I Saw Paris, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra and the Textor Singers bring us Midnight in Paris. I've been listening to Best of All, tonight featuring our tribute to the city of Paris and to the new motion picture, The Last Time I Saw Paris. You heard Elizabeth Taylor, Van Johnson, Skitch Henderson, Jacqueline Francois, Odette, Bob Carroll, the Textor Singers, and the orchestra. We'll be right back.
This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week for another special program of entertainment and music starring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, the Texter singers, and special guests. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Senadella. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were transcribed.
Arthritis is the oldest disease known to mankind. Its origin is, in fact, older than man. A disease that started before the age of reason, it remains one of man's most neglected and least understood disorders. Until recently, no one knew the cause of the disease or its possible prevention. Now, through research, science at last is bringing a ray of hope to the 7.5 million men, women, and children suffering the agonizing pain and crippling deformities caused by the disease. But much remains to be done. The cure is still to come. To meet this need, the Arthritis and Rheumatism Foundation was organized. The foundation has launched a nationwide program to press research, to provide desperately needed clinics, to provide training to qualified doctors and technicians, and to educate the public. They need your support. Respond generously to this worthy cause. Send your contribution to Arthritis in care of your local postmaster. This evening, join the telephone hour on the NBC Radio Network.